Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, March 2nd, 2015. And with me today, I have my Uber Insight team, Brian Chaffin. How are you?
I am very good, Jeff. It is good of you to have me today.
It is always good of me to have you.
That's a fair point.
And also good of me to have John Martellaro. How are you?
I guess that makes it a menage a trois.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. But yes, and I'm sure for some people, they have a completely inappropriate image in their head right now.
Yeah, I apologize. I just meant
clever group of three.
I do not think it means what you think it means. Let's move on.
I think that's a really good idea, Brian. Okay, how about if we start with Samsung? And the reason I wanted to look at Samsung today is because they announced the Samsung Galaxy S6 smartphone, and they've been showing it off and showing pictures. And I did a double take when I saw it because I was like, that's an iPhone 6. And if you look at it from the bottom edge, if you don't know exactly what to look for, you will think you're looking at an iPhone 6.
Yeah, it looks a lot like an iPhone 6. It's got the not circular button for the home button. Mm-hmm. And otherwise, it looks like an iPhone 6.
And you had a very interesting insight as to why you think that is, Brian.
Well, we have to go back a little bit. We have to go back to when Samsung saw Apple reinventing the market and taking share, especially at the high end. And the company went on this very deliberate path of copying the look and feel of iOS, adding in a lot of the features that Google had not added to Android because they knew they were protected by Apple's patents. And then very specifically copying the form factors, the industrial design of both the iPhone and the iPad. Mm-hmm. It was blatant. It was significantly blatant. And that was the Galaxy S. And that ended up putting Samsung on the new smartphone map. And then for the next several years, a couple of years at least, Samsung continued to do that copying. Then, of course, we had the big patent battle between the two companies. And then Samsung was suddenly doing really well with the Galaxy S3 and the large screen.
Right.
Right? That really propelled Samsung to the forefront of the Android market. And suddenly it was Apple and Samsung making all of the hardware profits. And Samsung, quite frankly, was dealing with at least a perceived position of strength with the Galaxy S4 and the Galaxy S5. The Galaxy S3 and the Galaxy X4. And then when the S5 came out, things started to kind of go south. But the Galaxy S5 didn't look like an Apple product. The Galaxy S4 didn't really look like an Apple product.
Right, but now we get to the S6.
Yeah, so they're in that perceived position of strength, and they're not copying Apple. And now that Samsung is on the road, look at that.
Oh, sorry about that. Your nuclear reactor is melting down.
Sorry about that. Now that Samsung is on the run again, their sales have tanked. The iPhone 6 and the iPhone 6 Plus have just sucked up, lots and lots and lots of room at the high end. And now all of a sudden they're back to copying Apple.
You know, Brian, I don't think the copying this time is going to do the trick. It seems like there's so many other factors involved. The competition from, Xiaomi? And Apple's...
Xiaomi.
And Apple's Apple Pay and Apple's rather crisp focus and management style compared to Samsung's. I don't have a feeling that copying is going to reinvigorate the S6 the way they hoped.
Well, and the copying now goes beyond the S6 because they announced their own digital wallet system. Samsung Pay.
Samsung Pay, how creative.
Yep.
Yeah, that's going to go nowhere. And Android Pay has been announced.
Right.
So, I mean, Android Pay will go somewhere.
Google Wallet.
What's that?
And Google is bringing back the Google Wallet stuff that they killed off recently.
Yeah, but that's what Android Pay is going to be, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Neither of these systems have the hardware support, like the secure enclave that Apple has, if my understanding is right.
As I believe you are right, but I'm not 100% certain, but I believe you are right. Yeah, but it is pretty interesting looking at Samsung's pattern, because it is surprisingly predictable. They aren't doing as well as they want in a market, they copy. Once they once they're established and they're doing great, they do their own thing.
Well, you know, this is all part of Apple's strategy to pull the rug out from the copiers. I mean, you know, there were the patents that Apple was trying to protect and that big lawsuit with Samsung. And I think Apple kind of reevaluated the situation and said, we're going to have to design our products in such a way that if people copy us, it doesn't matter, because of what people know about Apple as a company, the support, the sales, the features, the company's focus on privacy and security that Tim Cook has been emphasizing. And so with this renewed copying effort seems to be more shallow and doesn't seem to exhibit the kind of acumen you would expect from a company that was, you know, serious about competing.
Samsung has no acumen. That's the thing. Samsung is a one-trick pony. They got lucky by being the first company to bring large screens to smartphones. And to their credit, of course, that was one of about 6 jillion things they were trying, and it's the one thing that stuck to the wall.
Right.
And it's unlike Apple, it truly is just something they tried and they got lucky with. You know, whereas everything Apple does seems to like hit the nail on the head. And so, you know, I agree with you, John. Going back to copying Apple with this device is not going to change anything for Samsung. Samsung is, as you said, they're being beaten at the low end by Xiaomi, and Apple is just out executing them on every front. Samsung Pay is going to be a joke. Android Pay, I think, will probably be quite successful today, but Samsung Pay is going to be a joke. Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting to see. I mean, this just shows how creatively bankrupt this company truly is.
How long have we been using Apple Pay now? Since October, when iOS 8.1 came out?
Mm-hmm.
So we've been using Apple Pay to the tune of, I don't know, hundreds of millions of transactions. Not a single crack in the armor, breaches, no issues. That's amazing.
And it's snagged a ridiculous number of, like 75% of the mobile space, mobile payments.
I know, I saw a number, I can't believe it, that's 80% of Panera Bread's mobile sales. Like, it's hard to believe that.
That's
the number.
It's not hard for me to believe, because most of the people that I've encountered with Android phones that have NFC payment support don't even know it. But everyone that has an iPhone 6 or 6 Plus, they know they have Apple Pay, and they want to use it. So it doesn't surprise me that Apple currently has 80% of that mobile payment market in Panera. And I'm betting the numbers are similar at other restaurants and retailers.
We know that if a system has any vulnerability, it will be hacked. And so this is perilous water for Samsung.
Yes, it is. And to me, the big thing won't be when they're hacked, and they meaning companies in the tech industry. The big thing will be, how do they respond to that hack? And what I'm hoping is that when it happens for Apple, because I'm just assuming it will, not like I doubt Apple's abilities, just that's how things work. I would like to think that Apple is graceful about the way they deal with this. And I'm betting that Samsung may not. They may take more of the Lenovo approach.
Yeah, you know, you just kind of casually said that you think Apple Pay is going to be hacked.
No, me? I didn't mean that.
No, Jeff said that.
I just said.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's like a really important statement to just casually gloss over.
All right. Well, to elaborate on that, John said in essence, what he said is nothing is 100% secure, and so because of that, and I believe him. I think that it's just reasonable to assume that at some point someone will find a way to exploit Apple Pay inappropriately, find some way to hack it, to intercept data. I don't know what that will be, but it will be something that when it happens, people are going to freak out and the media is just going to have I'm trying to think of an appropriate analogy. That's
feeding frenzy.
There we go. That is so not where I was going, and that is exactly where.
Well, yeah, but you know, Apple Pay has survived for 5 or 6 months. It's been designed by some pretty smart people. It's got a tokenization. It's one time. NFC range is only a few centimeters. It's pretty well designed. I know the implication is that any system can be hacked, but this might be one of those five sigma ones where it's low probability.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a high probability. I'm not saying it's a high probability. I think it will happen, but I'm not saying it's a high probability. And it could turn out that instead of being on Apple's side, the hack comes from the bank side.
Oh, yeah, because we all know how secure the bank's websites are, right?
Right. So, yeah, so whatever they're doing with their servers, processing the transaction on their end, there could be a way to intercept Apple Pay-specific transactions.
An insider attack or something like that.
Sure. And that would be something that would be more difficult for Apple to address directly. And I'm sure they're watching daily to see what's happening. And they're making behind-the-scenes changes without telling any of us anything about it, and they're hardening Apple Pay more and more all the time, which at least I certainly hope this is what's happening.
Right, and then you've probably got a plan, right? You've got understanding of the components, and so you've got a plan to fix bits of the components that break down. So you got plan B. If this breaks, we do this. If that breaks, we do that.
Right. Yeah, and that's a smart way to do it. Be prepared, and if you're planning ahead, and as the old saying goes, better to sweat in times of peace than bleed in times of war. Yeah. Hey, while I know we could just go on and on about this, there's another topic I really wanted to look at today. And this, Brian, is something that I thought you would be very interested in. And this is the news that Apple has changed the documents in Switzerland, or they've updated their documentation in Switzerland that lists the business activities that they're involved in. And that update added in cars.
It doesn't mean anything. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, but to play devil's advocate, it could technically be because Apple's is more and more interested in the dash space, as the few Apple Car doubters still out there desperately cling to.
And sure, yeah, that could be what this means. However, I think that this is more support to back up the information that you were able to find earlier, that Apple is working on a car.
You know, one of my readers sent me an article at the MIT Technology Review dated February 27th, Apple's real CarPlay. And this article says that Apple doesn't have to build a car to reinvent how we drive. And the basis of the article was that Apple was working on technologies in the cockpit for integration of the hardware and the software, battery utilization, efficiency, navigation, the way the user interacts with the console, you know, digital keys and all that stuff. But I kind of got the feeling from watching the evolution of CarPlay that the car companies kind of really want to do their own thing and have control over their own software and engineering. And I responded to the reader and I said, you know, if Apple's going to really do it right, It has to integrate its own software with its hardware. And that means building its own car.
Well, car manufacturers do seem to really like the idea of having everything in the vehicle their own branded experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For good or ill. And if they hand over the dashboard experience to Apple, well, they no longer have that control.
That's not going to happen. Yeah.
And which is actually part of the reason why I've been surprised that CarPlay is really a thing, because it just doesn't seem to fit with the modus operandi of most car makers.
Well, when you think about Apple's, excuse me, Brian, but when you think about Apple's enormous engineering talent in integrating software with hardware, it makes you think that Apple could make great strides, as opposed to car manufacturers who think first about the car and then the electronics and the display is a sort of an add-on with their take.
And CarPlay doesn't take over the dashboard. It merely takes over the interaction with the iPhone. I think it makes it a lot more palatable to any company concerned about Apple taking control of the experience.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
But, you know, here's the thing about that really drives me nuts. Companies that worry, and I'm looking at you cable companies, and perhaps the car companies, companies who worry about Apple taking over their user experience, taking over the customer experience, need to sit back and think about why that can happen in the first place. Because if they had an awesome customer experience, if they had a great human interface, Apple couldn't do that.
That's a really good point.
And that's one of the things that has just driven me nuts about following this Apple TV story over the years. It's that, you know, the cable companies don't want to lose control of the customer to Apple, but they suck. I mean, everything they offer us as customers is miserable, which is why Apple could take that. And yeah,
when you compare the evolution of Apple, you know, I went to WWDC for 18 years in a row, and when you watch the evolution of Apple as a company, engineering, the software talent, the phases they went through, you know, the transition from Mac OS 9 to 10, the development of Unix, the software tools, Xcode, the transition from 32 to 64-bit, the transition from Carbon to Cocoa, all the things that Apple has done, and then the development of iOS. There's an enormous amount of software engineering history and legacy and talent there that the car companies and the cable companies cannot match because they haven't made that investment. That wasn't their business to do. They should be suitably afraid.
Don't forget taste.
Yes.
There's that
too. That too.
I'm not just being flippant.
Yes.
No, I know you're not being flippant. And it's that's a big thing. And there's a lot of companies that forget that component.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that Apple is not among those companies.
Yeah, very few companies actually have it.
Yeah. So it's great to see Apple getting that, especially because I've bought so many of their products. Because, of course, I know they're doing it all just for me.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I really liked seeing the news come out of Switzerland about Apple being in the car business. And I thought it was great validation for you and your sources, Brian.
Thanks.
Yeah, Jeff, I know you used Shutterstock for that photo in your article. Mm-hmm. But that looks like the kind of car Apple would do. It's awfully good looking.
That's part of the reason I picked that car.
Yeah, that's awfully good.
And I'm glad you like it. Yeah, I do enjoy making a lot of those graphics that we use. So anyhow, just a reminder, next Monday is Apple's media event, the Spring Forward media event, where we're assuming we'll get more information about Apple Watch. So be sure and stick with us next Monday for our coverage of that event, because we will be giving you information as quickly as we can. And then, of course, we'll have our always great analysis of what those announcements mean.
And so, turn your clocks ahead next weekend or you'll be an hour late for the event.
That's true. But even if you're an hour late for the event, you can get caught up by reading the articles that we'll have.
Absolutely.
So we have your back. Brian, thank you for being here today.
Oh, indeed.
And John, thank you for joining me as well.
You're welcome.
It's always great to have both of you here, and I always enjoy getting your insights onto what Apple is up to. And thank you to our listeners for joining us yet again, and we will see everyone again tomorrow.